Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Six firefighters hurt in a massive blaze at a church in Queens, a church that, thank goodness, is currently vacant.
FDNY crews were here all night. There's not much left of the church and rectory that was built back in the 1800s. Flames consuming the First Reformed Church of Astoria. Start just before 7 last night. Again, six of those firefighters suffering some minor injuries, including one who had to dodge falling debris and got hit in the helmet with a brick. Kevin Harris is a former head deacon here.
Everyone has heard about this. People got married, baptized. This is our life. We've been going here since I moved out here in 67. People was going to church who dug their basement out of that church.
Harris and some other neighbors saying they had seen trespassers going into this vacant building in recent times. Now, the cause of this blaze is still under investigation. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here on 12th Street in Queens.
Cops on the lookout for the vandal who spray-painted the St. Francis of Assisi statue at St. Rita's Roman Catholic Church on 11th Street in Astoria. That happened around 6:30 the morning of March 21st. You can see photos of the suspect on the Crime Stoppers X page. The NTSB now out with their preliminary findings in the deadly runway collision between an Air Canada plane and a fire truck at LaGuardia. They say those in the truck heard this.
Stop truck one, stop. Stop truck one, stop.
But didn't know who it was for.
A firefighter on board told investigators it wasn't clear to him that the order to stop was meant for that fire truck until after they were already on the runway. Now, LaGuardia has a collision avoidance system, but the fire trucks lack transponders, so the system couldn't see them and thus couldn't alert controllers about a potential accident.
That's correspondent Chris Van Cleve. In response, the Port Authority said it's conducting a comprehensive review of the NTSB findings. They say the focus is on ensuring that safety protocols are as strong as they can be and that they'll take action to strengthen them as needed. The New York City public school system is now the target of a civil rights investigation by the Trump administration. This is over claims that pro-Palestinian teachers have been discriminating against Jewish students. Specifically, they say they've received reports about a group called NYC Educators for Palestine organizing anti-Israel seminars. In response, city education officials said the group is not affiliated with the city, but they acknowledged getting notice of the probe and said the department was reviewing the allegations. 34-year-old Akeem Alexander of Laurelton, Queens, now charged with assault for allegedly losing it in a clash with neighbors.
A French bulldog running onto their neighbor's lawn to relieve themselves is how this ordeal started. And it ended with that homeowner that was upset coming out to confront the dog owner, then pulling out a knife, stabbing her multiple times, stabbing her boyfriend, and then the suspect stabbing his own father who was trying to stop him. Jimmy lives next door and says he's never seen an ordeal like this.
Oh, every now and then you'll see a dog walking, coming through with no leash, no owner or anything. That it rose to this level, definitely. It doesn't happen that often here.
Police tell us all three victims were taken to Jamaica Hospital. They're in stable condition. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Laurelton, Queens.
Well, he may have been smiling and laughing as he was led out of the precinct in handcuffs, but that may change if Asael Asaidi of the Bronx ends up behind bars. The 22-year-old is charged with reckless endangerment in the drag racing mayhem last Saturday in Middle Village. Police say he was behind the wheel of the car that was filmed doing donuts near Elliott Avenue and 69th Street in one of those so-called takeovers, this one involving roughly 100 cars. He's being held pending arraignment. It's a he said, they said in the case of the city council member arrested during a protest in Bed-Stuy.
I got arrested yesterday. Let's talk about it.
And what Councilmember O'Say really wants to talk about is why. The NYPD says there was an eviction mental health warrant at the Brownstone. O'Say thinks it was deed theft. Black neighborhoods being targeted by speculators.
Sometimes the perpetrators use illegal methods. Sometimes their methods are technically legal. In all cases, the practice is cruel and wrong, and everything that is legal isn't right or just.
He says the woman who lives there still had legal options to pursue.
The NYPD's actions is its own story, and I will be filing a complaint.
O'Say has a concussion and says he'll be okay. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A 17-year-old in New Jersey is accused of using artificial intelligence to generate nude images of fellow high school students. The kid was arrested after cops executed a search warrant at his Montgomery Township home last month. He is charged with possession and distribution of child sexual material, as well as cyber harassment. A $10 billion lawsuit against an AI training startup accused of exposing people's personal data.
Mercor uses AI to interview job seekers, review their resumes, and match them with roles.
Apply once and instantly receive offers that match your qualifications.
Mercor's client list includes Meta, OpenAI, and Anthropic. A third-party data breach exposed Mercor's collection of applicants' personal information, recorded job interviews, and even screenshots of their computers. In at least seven class action lawsuits, workers claim Mercor illegally shared its applicant vetting data with its partners.
That's Michael Wallace. In a statement, Mercor said it strongly disputes the speculative claims in these lawsuits and looks forward to presenting the facts at the appropriate time and place. That $425 million settlement with Capital One, that is happening. A judge has approved the deal in which Capital One will pay up for lowering interest rates for those with older 360 savings accounts while offering higher rates on new 360 performance savings ones. Those eligible for part of the settlement had to have a 360 savings account anytime between September 18, 2019 and June 16th of last year. No need to file a claim. Capital One says those checks will automatically be issued. Move over, spell check. You can now use AI to mask the fact that you're using AI.
Sincerely is a new plugin for Google Chrome, which will intentionally add typos to emails. The idea is that in a world increasingly dominated by AI, writing that is too perfect could be construed as AI-generated and inhuman. That's why the creator of Sincerely says his tool will add typos back to your emails, usually misspelling a word in the first line, in an effort to humanize writing. Ironically, it uses AI to add those typos. Sincerely costs $4.99 a month. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
And by the way, the name Sincerely is misspelled. S-I-N-C-E-E-R-L-Y.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.